Remember when you used to fix things? Maybe you have a memory of going with your dad to the hardware store and testing your television tubes and putting them back in. Nobody threw anything away back then. Well, yeah, you're saying I'm old and that was a long time ago, but not really so much. It's just that the evolution of electronics has exponentially grown so rapidly that I will bet you have something in your closet or in your garage that you're not using anymore, and sooner or later you're going to take it to the dump. Well, don't. And thanks to Regroup, an organization which was started well over 30 years ago, they sponsor the Central Peninsula Electronics Recycling event that's coming up May 3rd. And I'm talking with Elisa Murphy, the next generation of people who are volunteering to help keep those electronics out of our landfill. And Elisa, tell me about the event coming up.
So on May 3rd, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., Regroup and Cook Inlet Keeper and any other volunteers that want to be there will be there to collect electronics of all kinds. The only thing we don't accept are smoke alarms or hazardous materials. We, of course, appreciate it if you take out your batteries from your electronics devices, but you can bring pretty much anything else, and we will take it for you. And then that goes up to Central Recycling Services and then gets sent to a certified recycler in the lower 48. And we have diverted over 500,000 pounds of electronics since the inception of this electronics recycling event.
That's amazing. Now, why is it important? I mean, all of us are going to die sooner or later, and our kids are going to come in and clean up all of this stuff and take it to the dump. But what effect does it have on our landfill as far as its capacity or its ability to leach into the ecosystems?
Well, for one, we're just reducing overall space that's taken up in the landfill. And as you know, the Kenai Peninsula Borough, that's, you know, solid waste is one of our biggest expenses at the Kenai Peninsula Borough. And now that recycling is temporarily on hold while the baler's been broken, that space issues are even more of a important issue. And then on top of that, things like mercury and lead and other hazardous materials get leached into the soil and into the groundwater when it could just be reused. So, you know, palladium, copper, gold, lithium, those things can all be easily recyclable. The recycling systems for recycling those is actually pretty efficient. You're creating jobs by supporting electronics recycling.
Sounds like there is an economic effect there, because if you don't have to mine the raw material, if you're reusing it, then we are also saving the overall impact of trying to get to those minerals.
That's exactly right. It's honestly, as far as electronics go, it's the most efficient way and the most responsible way to handle it.
Now, why did you get interested in joining Regroup or becoming part of this on a volunteer basis?
Well, I've always had an interest in efficiency, really, and in the environment. And I wanted to learn more about recycling here and in Alaska. You know, it seems like I always appreciated that about everyone I knew, that we reuse things, we make the most of things, we, you know, we keep things until they really fall apart. And then we find a way to make the most with what we have. And I've always thought that was an interesting thing that I wanted to be a part of. And then also just in general, you know, I love it. I love the earth. I want to do my best. I want to do my best, you know, to make sure that I'm doing right by it. So
we're glad you're doing it. I just think we have to change our minds about keeping things, because maybe someday I'm going to need that or use that. And the truth is, you're not.
No, absolutely. And this is a really good way to feel at ease about letting go of some of those things you think you're going to need. But I can tell you, you don't need that 25-year-old vacuum. Let it go. We will make sure that it goes to a place where it can be harvested, you know, the precious metals can be harvested out of it, and even the plastic and that can be recycled.
And even the monitors, we've gone through, we all had the big Absolutely. Monitors and they're just sitting in the closet somewhere. What is the charge for this?
It's actually, so it is technically a free event. No one will be turned away. But because of the way that we are charged, we're basically charged per pound, no matter what the type of waste is, no matter what the type of electronic is. So we are asking for a $15 donation for, especially for larger items, you know, TV monitor, old TV screens that are, you know, 20 pounds, big boxes of electronics. If you're a business or a a governmental organization, you can make an appointment with us. And if you have a big load of things, you know, and we can coordinate that with you individually, you can just email regroup.kenai.peninsula@gmail.com.
Do you have major sponsors, or is it pretty much an individual membership run?
We do have sponsors. Actually, we were really, really blessed this year to get sponsored by ALPAR, the Alaskans for Litter Prevention and Recycling, by Tote Maritime, Weaver Brothers, River City Books, Zinder Environmental, Central Peninsula Hospital, and then, of course, the Kenai Peninsula Borough for letting us, you know, for hosting the event at their facility.
And if someone would like to become a member of Regroup, you guys put out a newsletter that is really very interesting.
Oh, good. I'm glad you read it. Yeah, we would love all the help we can get, honestly. So you can volunteer. You can come to our monthly meetings. Just reach out to regroup.kenai.peninsula@gmail.com. If you'd like to volunteer at the event, you can also call 907-252-2773 to set it up with our volunteer coordinator.
Alisa Murphy is the secretary of Regroup, and the Recycling Electronics Central Peninsula event is coming up Saturday, May 3rd at our landfill from 10 until 3. I'm Ralph Sikorski, returning you to that recycled sound of KSRM.